A court in Bahrain has disbanded a Shia Muslim clerical group in line with a severe crackdown to silence voice of dissent. The Islamic Scholars Council was dissolved after Bahrain's Justice Ministry filed a lawsuit against the organization, accusing it of promoting sectarianism and threatening national unity. Opposition and rights groups view the move as part of the regime's crackdown to crush dissent. Anti-regime protests are held almost on a regular basis in the small Persian Gulf monarchy, despite the crackdown. Saeed Chaabi from the Bahrain Freedom Movement joins us on the phone from London to share his thoughts on this. Saeed Chaabi, it's quite ironic that you have the Bahrain Justice Ministry disbanding this group because they have accused it of promoting sectarianism, when it's actually the monarchy that has pretty much promoted this line. What are your thoughts behind the Justice Ministry of Bahrain disbanding this group?
Thank you very much. I think this is one of the most outrageous acts and decision by the ruling family. The Islamic Scholars Council has always called for unity, has always called for meetings and organized seminars and to unite the people and to bring the people of Bahrain, Shias and Sunnis, together. It is the ruling family which has promoted sectarianism all the time in order to get the Sunnis alongside its policies. So this outrageous step to ban the Islamic Scholars Council is part of the genocide policies of the regime. They want to undermine the native Shia Muslims, who are the original inhabitants of the country, and to replace them with foreign nationals who are imported and naturalized in order to change the balance of power in the country. So this is a blatant attack on the freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, and this is very, very sectarian, and nothing could be more sectarian than this one.
And finally, Saeed Chaabi, do you think that given the fact that there's some warming of relations between the United States and Iran, and given the fact that the U.S. Fifth Fleet in Bahrain was at least one of its focuses to monitor that area in particular, Iran, that perhaps we're going to see the U.S. be a little bit more proactive when it comes to at least covering news on what is going on in Bahrain regarding the way the government is and the monarchy there is dealing, the regime there is dealing with the opposition protests?
It seems to me that the United States has become so weak in foreign policy and in its pro-democracy program that it prefers to keep quiet, just to be passive and not to be proactive. They always cite the Saudi pressure and the Saudi oil as being hindrances to their intervention or to their policy. But the reality is that they do not want really to promote democracy in the Middle East, and this is why they keep quiet about all the attacks on democracy and the pro-democracy activists. So I hope they will awake to the fact that unless real democracy is introduced in the, in that part of the world, the city will become in the hands of the terrorists, the extremists, those who are like the people in Syria, the people in Yemen, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan. And I do not think that is conducive interest of the United States. So I hope they will realize that democracy will be something that they need to support, especially in Bahrain. And if there is a change, a positive change in Bahrain, then the GCC countries will become a better place and less dictatorial and less supportive of terrorism and extremism as the Saudis are doing now.